Hey, fellow entrepreneurs. Welcome to the Buckets and Boomgates Studio with Kim White and Curry Zarb. Determined to solve world problems for entrepreneurs, these two are changing how we look at the big things we do on our business adventure. Kim and Curry share from their own lives ways to protect our time, money, and bandwidth. This show is designed for you, the entrepreneur, to hear behind-the-scenes stories of real people across the globe who have learned how to get serious results wrapped in fun for your business. Stay tuned to join today's juicy conversation with Kim and Curry.
Welcome to the BBG studio again this week, Curry Zarb.
Kim, I am once again excited to be here. However, there might be some news, Kim. There could be something that we need to share today. However, we always love hanging out in the BBG studio. And we enjoy all the time that we spend together, and we love all of the topics that have come to the table. Our conversations, Kim, have been amazing. Let me say that. It has been an absolute pleasure to record with you over all of these episodes. However, this has been season one.
I have two emotions going on. I'm super excited and I'm super sad, Curry, because I know what an ending of a season can be. Like, I understand that, and you want the good stuff to go on forever.
In a perfect world, Kim, the good stuff would keep on coming and life would be amazing. We'd all have so much time and so much space on our calendars, and we'd have this freedom to do anything we want, whenever we want, as entrepreneurs, small business owners. And then we kind of step into reality, and it doesn't always quite work like that. Sometimes things change, shift, evolve, pivot, seasonal changes, all the things. So Kim and I have gone through quite a seasonal change, both of us likewise, for very different reasons in very different ways. And Kim, I kind of think that, you know, things are meant to happen for a reason, but at the same time, it makes me sad.
Me too, Curry. And we need to let everybody know so that they know what we're talking about, because I don't want them to be sad, but I also don't want them to be surprised. That's the other thing, that we're doing this to make sure we're not dropping anybody off anywhere. And we are we just have to be transparent that life happens, things happen. And quite frankly, that's what this is. That's what our season finale of season one is. It's an evolving, it's a pivot instead of a quit. That's the thing we got to say.
And Kim, we believe in being a little bit of living proof in many different ways, because you and I have spent so much time together over the last, I'm going to call it 3 years. And we're not, let me say this out loud, Kim, we're not breaking up. We are not changing our relationship. We won't be spending as much time together because of changes in my world. And therefore, this, as you said, finale of season one is bittersweet, I guess, is part of the language, because it's not by choice necessarily. However, it has come from a very hard decision space in my world. And essentially, I had to put my big girl pants on, because when we say yes to something, we're saying no to something else. And this is one of those moments. It is very sad. It's if I had time to be upset, which I'm sure I will have, I would be devastated to be even recording this. However, on the flip side, it is what's necessary at this point in time in my business, because I do need to put my cape and my skates on and service my clients and be true to them. Like, I would be letting them down. So if I said yes to everything else, then I'm saying no to something else. So yeah, it is what it is, Kim.
I think this is living proof of something really I want to point out important though, Curry. A lot of people spend all of their time trying to market something, trying to find new people. And the truth is, you've got people already. You've got clients already who need you to put your skates in your cape. This is not you out trying to find new clients. in a different way so that everybody listening just understands this is, you've got a full client roster and you've got some clients who are having like crises, I'll call it, that they need you to show up for them. And so I think that's an important thing. And you know, I am proud of you for this. I am proud of you for doing business, as you said, with your big girl pants on, because it's really easy to choose the fun stuff and not take care of the responsibility stuff. And I am grateful that you are demonstrating, even on this grand finale for season one, that being responsible matters. You and I are responsible for the people that have come and listened. Like, and we appreciate you who have listened and been with us this whole season. I know it's like this whole thing of kind of being shook up, because I've known for a bit that this was coming. Like, Carrie and I have been talking behind the scenes. It's just we didn't want to announce it prematurely in case there was another way that we could like work it out. But time zones are a huge issue. Like, being in the office more, Carrie's in the office more. Like, there's just so many things that it is not a good thing. And y'all know how serious I am about, it's too important to take care of yourself and not let your business slide. Like, I think that is a great choice, Carrie. I don't have to like it. I can be proud of you for it, but I don't have to like that part. Let me just say it that way.
And I feel exactly the same, Kim. And you are true in everything that you just shared. I am in the office more. I'm in the car more. And in full transparency, I was very much still in an element of lockdown mode from the Great Freeze of 2020. I was working from home. I've got NASA set up here with all the monitors and everything, you know, getting out of bed and jumping in the shower, jumping in front of the computer. And I won't say it was easy. However, it was at my fingertips. When your commute is 5 steps, life is pretty simple, let's be real. Now I'm jumping in the car at crazy o'clock in the morning to beat the traffic, to go into the city, to be in the office, to do what I need to do for my clients. And it just looks very different. And Kim, I've made a discovery, by the way. I actually found out from some feedback of phone calls in the car, it's really noisy. It's got a lot of air kind of sound, rubber on the road sound, freeways with roadworks, terrible surfaces, then smooth surfaces. So from a podcasting perspective, you and I could be, and you've been on the commute with me, Kim, at crazy o'clock in the morning, but I believe in audio quality and I believe in quality content. Therefore, if I'm on the freeway and there's two trucks either side of me going over the Westgate Bridge and I'm going, hold please, breathe in, Freckles, breathe in. And that's in the middle of our recording. Although that sounds cute to talk about now, then we're going to lose our train of thought. We're going to lose that authentic conversation that we've been having all of this time that we both truly believe in. Okay, now I'm having a rethink, Kim. Can we do this? Can we?
No. negative ghostwriter. And I'll tell you why, Carrie. This was part of the decisions between us, even, is that your new time of going into the office actually is a great time for you and I to chat. However, it is not a great time for us to record. It's not safe for you to record. It's not a good plan. And so, no, I'm going to say that's a no, ma'am. But that's the hard part of this, is when you really have gone through all of the different points of this really can't be like this. Like, it has been a long time, but it can't be in the same time slot because it just doesn't work anymore. Life happens. And I think anyone listening who has lived more than, I don't know, 5 minutes, I think it's transition all the time. We evolve. We have different seasons. We have different things go on. And I think for anyone out there who's listening, who wants to pass judgment in any way, like, we're not your flavor ever. I'm just going to say that, because the judgy stuff doesn't work. Like, everybody evolves. Everybody has changes. And it's been hard. it's been hard saying that this would be the end, you know, end of season one. So I do want to say that out loud, Carrie, that this has nothing to do with how much I love you or how much it actually, if you turn it around, it actually has the opposite. I love you so much. I don't want you to sacrifice you for something that can be eliminated for you so that you can do your business well. So I'm just going to reframe it, Carrie, and put it like it really is.
Yeah. And thank you, Kim, because this has not been an easy process, and it has not, you and I have spoken about these changes that are necessary for many weeks. And we've looked for those opportunities. That's the first time I've come up with the car idea. That's why I was a little bit excited there for a moment. However, in true reality, and I want to actually turn this into, like, you tell us if this makes sense to you, because in a perfect world, we would continue this all day long, forever, in a day. However, the reality has hit, similar to the Great Freeze of 2020. Everybody went through that, and everybody experienced some kind of pivot in and out of that. And this is now my season of pivoting out of the Great Freeze. I know that sounds bizarre because it's 2024. However, it literally is, based on the client needs that I have on the table at the moment. So this is my coming out of the Great Freeze kind of confession, I guess, Kim. And it's something that I have to do. But when I say have to, because I want to, because we always have a choice. In our business, we have a choice of who we work with, how we work with them, under what terms. And normally, in a perfect world, we get to dictate those terms. However, if you have an awesome client in your business that you want to support through and through, and this client I've been with for almost 11 years, I can't deny the needs that they have, and I would never say no. Like, that is the gold of being a business owner and having an awesome client. I'd be mad. That would be business suicide 101. So, yeah.
And, you know, Carrie, you bring up something, because I think that should be said out loud too in this, is that it's not just for any client. It's not just for, you know, I'll call it the average bear. It's not that this is your, I'll say, favorite. This is your, you know, the one that you two are, I don't know, you guys might be partners in crime, really. Like, we laugh about being partners in change, but I think you two are truly partners as well. Like, you two have so much going for each other and helping each other. And I love the cape that you wear to put on. Adam did point out it is the Money Barista cape turned around, that you keep it close all the time, which I thought was amazing. But while I am very sad about all of this, Carrie, and you already know I am, like, I am grieving for the time that we won't be spending together, but I am not grieving one drop for what you get to go do and what you love doing. And, like, that part, I hope everyone wishes you the best, because that part's amazing.
It is, Kim. And let me just add a little another funny in this. So pre this change, I was probably doing anywhere between 3,000 and 5,000 steps per day, just trotting around the home office and doing all the things. Now I'm in the capacity of 10,000 to 15,000 steps per day. My feet are killing me. Like, they are screaming. However, it's literally skates on and cape flying behind me, as Adam said. So thank you, Adam. That was super cute. And then at the same time, I'm loving it. I am in my element. I am loving everything that's coming my way. And a lot of it is headache and challenges to the max. Like, it's all, you know, pick this up. Oh, that's got to be fixed, and drop it back down again. Okay, all the things. But I wouldn't have it another way, to be bluntly honest. However, I am going to miss this. I am going to miss you. I'm going to miss our conversations, being the fly on the wall with us, you, the listener, all of those things. But Kim, I need to say, for people tuning in, season two is coming. It may look a little bit different, but it is. being planned as we speak. There's going to be a pause. There'll be a pause in between. But Kim's got great ideas. Stick around. Keep us on your playlist because coming to a theatre near you in season two of BBG.
I'm excited and, again, Carrie, sad at the same time. It's bittersweet. But, Carrie, thank you for all that you have taught me. Thank you for all you have taught everyone listening. Thank you for everything that you have done for everyone in this community. Like, I just have a huge thank you for everything.
And likewise, thank you, Kim, because this has all been made possible. Everything, I believe, has been made possible by us having these conversations and us having this amazing friendship that will continue, by the way. Guys, we'll still be chatting behind the scenes. We just, as you heard before, Kim won't let me record in the car. So it's just blame Kim. Just blame Kim.
I'll take it, Carrie. That way you're safe. I will take that. But I do think, Carrie, that you are living proof of when you, like, be careful what you ask for, y'all, when you're, like, the listener. Be careful what you ask for, because when business gets big and full, this is what it can look like. So you've got to remember, don't run faster. Like, don't run faster than you can, because Carrie's doing this in a right way. Like, Carrie is taking care of her clients. She could be running faster than taking care of her clients and letting them down. And Carrie is absolutely taking care of her client roster. Like, I can't stress that enough, Carrie Zarb. I just want everybody to know that you are signing off on BBG season one with, you know, with the highest reputation possible and with all of our love. I don't know what else to say, Carrie.
Oh, Kim, I'm out of words. I'm really out of words. Thank you. And I am signing off, but not forever. Never forever. I will still be around the traps, Kim. I just don't know where and when, but trust me, you ain't seen the last of Carrie Zarb. You have not.
And that's a promise, right? We just need to hear that. Love you, Carrie.
Love you, Kim. Bye, everyone.
Bye. We'll see you in season two, and we'll let you know then what it looks like. Love you all.